Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Hope you had an outstanding week. What a Super Bowl.
I loved it.
I had friends remind me that I had boycotted football for the year. Mm-hmm. I have. It's the only game that I watched. I tried to watch it for the commercials. Turned out to be a great football game.
It did.
I was very, very happy to see it. Danny DeVito coming out as an Eminem was hilarious.
I loved Eli Manning.
Morgan Freeman and doing the Diet Mountain Dew and the Dorito commercial paired together was good.
Yes.
There was some fun stuff, but really what got me was the Budweiser commercial with the water that were going to the victims. And, mm-hmm. One of the things, and in fact, I've got a meeting this week, one of the things that I really try to do, our driving force is to help people better understand their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions that can cause them devastation and frustration. Right, that's what wakes me up in the morning, and we do that through several processes. But one of the things I tell my church, because I teach in a lot of churches to help people understand their money. My job is to not make people bigger givers; it's to make them better givers, better uses of their assets. So there is a natural part of me when I saw, the Budweiser commercial that said, "Hey, this is good stuff."
Yes,
right? I mean,
yep.
it really, really, really got me, and I try to pay attention to those kind of things. So, hey, we've got some good stuff on the show that we're going to talk about today: laddered bond portfolios, some credit score course questions. I'll get it out eventually. I'm going to give you away, if you may have, it's not right for everybody, but for a lot of people, a free $390 to $780 courtesy of the IRS. The tax code has changed, but I'm going to explain that today in the show. You can always go to our website, yourlifeafterwork.com/rethinkingroth. Mm-hmm. Find the information that I talked about last week, as well as my newspaper column on how you need to rethink that. But there's a video that's on our Facebook page for the Financial Enhancement Group that you can go to hear myself and Ben Smith, one of our CPA partners at the One Stop, discuss exactly what we mean by being able to take advantage of that free IRS money. So feel free to go there. There were a little over 1,000 views the last time I looked, so at least some people are paying attention. We have a lot to talk about, but if you've got a question or comment, something that you would like to hear Sherry and I discuss on the show, you can shoot us an email, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. And, of course, you can always call us, 800-928-4001. Sherry, we are going to talk a lot about today paying attention to the frontiers of our ignorance. Great quotation from Sam Harris.
That's
we will
deep.
Build that into the show. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
We are happy to have you along. You know, life leads us some interesting ways. And those of you who have listened to the show for a long time know that Andy Stanley is one of my favorite people to listen to. I spend literally lots and lots of money to go to educational programs, coaching programs over the course of a year. Mm-hmm. And you know, some people say life's not fair, Joe, because you can afford to go do it. Well, I will tell you, one of the best things that I get comes from Andy Stanley on iTunes, on a podcast, and it is free.
Yes.
And it's Andy Stanley Leadership Principles. I think it's a great, great program. And one of the things he was talking about in one of the most recent things was a theory of collaboration and doing work. And he ended it with a quotation from a guy named Sam Harris. And he said, Sam's quotation is, you have to pay attention to the frontiers of our ignorance.
The frontiers
of our ignorance. Okay. You know, you're riding horse out into the wild beyond.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Andy goes down and points out that it's our natural tendency to turn our backs toward the things that we know the least about, either knowingly or unknowingly. We're either trying to bury our head in the sand,
denial, or
we're trying to go out and stay in our comfort zone.
Focus on what we do best.
So, okay. if you know, one of the things that we talk about here is the fiduciary focus, and I try to remind people that there are four thoughts that need to go into every financial decision, and you should just write them down. We are legal fiduciaries, as I've said many times. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. If you want to take care of it, that's your business. If you want a fiduciary, that's our business, right? So when, as a fiduciary, how do I think? And the answer is, there's four things that I put into every financial decision. What is the risk and volatility that I'm either accepting or willing to accept? So risk and volatility. The second is, what's it going to cost me? What are the fees and what are the expenses? And remember, those are two different things. A fee is a known thing. It's what you paid to buy the house. The expenses are the things that are going to come along that you know are going to be there, but because they're not quantifiable, nobody talks about them, right? Mm-hmm. The third is the tax planning. It's the taxes, but it's not just today. Everybody gets caught up in this 1-10-40. Taxes are about today and tomorrow. Remember, especially when you're talking about retirement, or what I like to call your life after work, you are on a financial journey. To ignore those taxes just is a huge, huge mistake, my friends. There is nothing that will separate you from your retirement like the mm-hmm. Internal Revenue Service. And then the fourth and final thing is real return. And whenever you hear somebody like me talk about real, we're talking about inflation. So you may hear somebody talk about the nominal return. That's not inflation adjusted. Real is here's what you got with the inflation. So I really want to make sure over time that my money is growing. And we're not talking about market growth, just keeping up with the purchasing power. Well, I had a 49-year-old come in to see me this last week.
49.
And he's ready to retire.
Wow.
He's tired of work. Right?
Okay.
And this goes to one of those things that I've tried to point out forever. Retirement is a function of money, not a function of age.
Yes.
Right? Money should be treated based on how you need it to be treated for your goals and objectives, not on what some mysterious thing that is held in the universe is believed to be. When I started in the industry back in 1987, you know, we were told that when people reached a certain age, they should have more bonds than stocks. Right. Mm. I try to remind people, you know, I've been in this industry and I'm considered an old guy in standards of this industry. I started 30 years ago. That's a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
I have some biases that have been built up in my head because I've done this
for
30 years. Right. So I've seen things. We are at the bottom of a bull market in bonds that has now lasted for 38 years, almost 10 years longer than I've been in the industry, and this is all I've ever done. And what's happened is, for the last almost 40 years, people have driven into their head about what they believe about bonds to be true, and they're not paying attention to we're in a period of time that has dramatically changed, right?
Yeah.
Now, if I've been in the industry for 30 years, and I know how to paint walls a certain color or a certain way, and I've done it for 30 years, it is hard for me to change.
Right? Yep.
So this 49-year-old comes in, and he happens to be with a well-known broker in Indianapolis who is older than I am. And when we started in the industry, if you don't make changes, the way you help people retire was by one of the strategies was to use what's called a laddered bond portfolio.
Oh.
And here's what a laddered bond means. As you know, bonds are issued at a particular price.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay a coupon. People will often tell you that bonds pay interest. Sherry, they don't. Mm. Until you can get in your head that they pay coupons, that's why we call them fixed income,
right,
you'll never really be able to understand how a bond truly works, right? So the bond is issued. You put your $10,000 in. You get a coupon payment, usually twice a year. And at the end of the period of time, again, usually 10 years, you get your money back, but you've had that coupon along the way.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of risk that you've taken with that.
Yeah.
Right, you've got credit risk that the place that you've loaned the money to, because that's essentially what it is,
yep,
may get downgraded. You've got reinvestment rate risk, which is one of the big ones that people have had to endure the last 10 years. What's reinvestment rate risk? Well, let's say I bought the bond in 1980, which happened to be the peak of inflation.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy easily bonds at 14, 15, 16% coupons. Okay. So I put in $10,000, and every year I'd get back $1,600, mm-hmm, right, to $800 checks.
Yep.
And then at the end of the 10 years, it was no longer 1980, it was 1990. My bond came due, they sent me the $10,000. I called the broker and I said, "No, Mr. Broker, just reinvest it." And the broker says, "Fine, you now have $250 twice a year because the interest rates are now 5 to 7%.
Right.
Instead of the 14 to 16 that they were 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So to help offset that reinvestment rate risk, instead of having all your bonds come due at one time, you would buy a bond that would come due. You'd have a series of bonds, one that would come due each year.
Yep.
You would get your principal out, use what you needed, and reinvest it in another one, so mm-hmm, that your income would be smoother. That is a laddered bond portfolio,
yep,
worthwhile theory, especially back in the crazy days when people believed you were only going to live 7 years after you retired.
My great aunt had that. I remember going to the bank with her to do the coupon.
To clip the coupons,
yeah,
they call them.
Yep.
And it made a lot of sense, right? But this guy at 49 years old mathematically has another 35 to 39 years of life,
mm,
if he's in reasonable health. And he is using a strategy that, based on today's tax code, remember, go back to the fiduciary focus, right? Risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes today and tomorrow, and real return. He is using a strategy that might have worked in the 80s. It might have been what I was taught, but you have to be willing to examine those frontiers of our ignorance. You know, the yep, best thing I got in 14 semesters at teaching Purdue, other than the great students that I met, is I had to learn how to start over. And Sherry, that double curse of knowledge is I don't know what I don't know. A CFP, an adjunct professor at Purdue, 30 years of experience. There are still things
I don't know. Yeah.
But what I also have to deal with is the things that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And so we have this natural presumption that when this 49-year-old walks in, that he understands the risk that he's taking,
mm-hmm,
in risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes today, tomorrow, and real return. And as I talked to this very, very bright guy, he understood one of four categories. He understood one of the four categories.
Yeah.
And so his mind was totally turned against understanding the taxation, did not understand how his tax return worked, the tax implications, didn't understand what happened to a bond portfolio in a rising interest rate environment, and had never thought for 38 years, since the kid was 11, we have been in a bull market for bonds that we believe right now is fundamentally changing. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. You got a question or comment, you can always find us on our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. If you go there now, yourlifeafterwork.com/rethinking Roth, you can get the information that I talked about last week on things you should consider about your Roth IRA. Hey, we'll take a break and be right back.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
So if you missed the first segment of the show, we were talking about laddered bond portfolios and how things had changed. And what I wanted you to take away and understand was that as things change, you have to be willing to change your strategies and your styles.
Yes.
I don't care if you're an old dog, there are new things. Mm-hmm. And you've got to understand where they are based on the surroundings that we live in today. Okay?
Yes.
And I made the statement, and it's true that we believe bonds are going through a fundamental change.
Yeah.
I say bonds, the bond market. And so Sherry has this little conniption fit in the break, and she wants me to explain to her what that means. And
well, yeah.
I don't have time to do that during the break. So go ahead and ask your question, Sherry.
So how are they
inquiring
fundamentally?
Inquiring minds want to know.
That's right. Well, you brought it up. How do you think the bond market is fundamentally changing?
How do you think it's fundamentally changing?
Yes.
I'm asking you.
I have no clue.
And you only have a degree in economics, right?
Yeah, right.
I want to make sure I didn't miss that.
No, I do.
So Sherry is kind of comfortable here in her own skin.
Yeah.
Right? She's willing to admit, what the heck are you talking about?
I know, exactly.
With a degree in economics. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. We have to pay attention to the frontiers of our ignorance of what it is we don't know. We've got to face them boldly in this changing world. You know, I just listened to one of the top tax people in the country on a live interview listen and say in front of God and country, we really don't know about the tax code yet and how it's going to affect the corporate level.
Right?
And this is the guy everybody goes to, but it's so new, we're not there yet.
Okay.
So what has happened to bonds? Fundamentally, a bond is a loan. You've made a loan to somebody else. It could be a municipality.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a corporation. It could be the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
It could be to Germany.
Yeah.
It could be to Mexico.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, all sorts of different places. And we break those bond categories down into a bunch of different places. But they are based on the credit rating, if you will, of the underlying entity.
Okay.
Okay. So let's say Joe's going to borrow money,
yeah,
and I'm going to issue a bond.
Mm-hmm.
The financial enhancement group does pretty well.
Yeah.
Right? So
I can get
relatively.
Relatively.
I mean, nothing is good or bad without comparison.
Right,
right.
True.
So I can get a loan as the Financial Enhancement Group easier than I can get a loan as Joe Clark.
True.
Right?
Yeah, I get that.
The company is less risky than Joe.
Yes.
Right? On the other hand, if Apple showed up, suddenly I became quite risky.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
By virtue of size and all sorts of other issues in a relative comparison.
Got it.
Right? So you have to think about it that way.
Okay.
We live in a world today where interest rates are essentially the lowest they've ever been in history.
Mm.
Now, as I always warn people, that doesn't mean that they can't go lower.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True.
Doesn't mean they can't go lower. But it's easy to catch people asleep at the wheel, right? The 10-year U.S. Treasury, when President Trump was elected, dropped all the way down to 1.81%, meaning that if you put $10,000 in a bond, you got $181 a year of interest.
A year.
Or $90.50 twice a year.
Wow.
Okay, congratulations.
Yeah.
Today, the same 10-year treasury is above 2.8%.
Okay.
Right? Now, as an investor, sitting in this chair, Sherry,
yes.
As an investor, you're going, well, that's 1%.
Yes.
1.8 to 2.8. It's 1%. It's right. still not enough for me to live on.
Right.
If you're talking about clipping coupons, I'm
it's
still in the poorhouse.
Right, yeah.
Me, from an investment standpoint, will tell you that that's almost a, that's a 40% hit to the value of the bond, because a coupon issued today is 100 basis points or 1% greater than it was when President Trump was elected.
Okay.
And somebody bought those bonds. So on paper, they're seeing a huge hit. It's what's called trading at a discount.
Okay.
And so the value of their statements is severely depressed.
I see.
Right. So we've really here recently had a big move up, if you will, in the bond environment. And we believe there is a fundamental change, and people that are going out and putting, you know, a large percentage of their money and their investments in bonds simply because of the age they are need to really understand what duration is, credit risk is, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm just telling you, they're much more complicated than they appear on paper. Mm. One of the things we were supposed to be talking about segment,
yes,
that's all right,
yes.
is a death planning checklist. As I'm fond of telling people, because it's just skipped over by everybody. When somebody comes into our office to do estate planning, and you may say, Joe, you're a registered investment advisor, you know, you're a certified financial planner, what do you know about estate planning? Well, I will tell you there are five critical elements that can mess with your life, and it's why we created the One Stop.
Yeah.
It's why I work with CPAs and estate planning attorneys that have been vetted so that we're all on the same page. There's a forced process so that they know how we communicate. We know how they communicate. And when a family comes in, we sit down, we help you define a financial vision. So if you're doing this on your own, that's your business. Remember, if you want a fiduciary, that's our business, right? But if you're doing it on your own, there are five frontiers, if you want to think about it, that you need to pay attention to. Your life after work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people call that retirement. It's more than that, my friends, but your life after work. Second is the annual tax planning. That's what I do with your CPA every single year before the end of the year. The third's the investment playbook. It's why I have an in-house CFA, chartered market technician, and why we manage more than $350 million for people in 31 states. The fourth is life happens. That's what I try to provide for you on this radio show. I don't talk a lot about the markets on a day-to-day basis. It's the things that happen, you know, in your life very rarely that have happened in the lives of the people that we've taken care of over and over. And then the last but not least is a legacy plan. How do I want to give it to somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when people show up here to do estate planning, I tell them it's legacy planning. It's more than that. But they always talk about when I'm dead, what happens?
Yeah, right.
And folks, the bottom line, and you really got to let this soak in, is 10% of us die. 90% of us fade away.
Mm.
And there is a huge underlying fundamental difference of what I want in my documents that says, hey, when I am no longer able to function for myself, whether I'm mentally or physically incapacitated, how do I want my resources to be treated for me? Yes, I care about Kaylee and Kendra and Kale, my son-in-law. Yes, I care. Right. But how do I want Barb and I treated when I'm not able to do it on my own? Okay.
Right.
Now, we had an interesting conversation, and we got into this a little bit, but I had an attorney that, not an estate planning attorney, it was somebody else's attorney. They said, Joe, I've been a friend of mine for years and years. We come to the meeting and talk to him. And the people had two trusts, because prior to about 4 or 5 years ago, we needed to have two trusts if you had a certain dollar figure in assets. They had two trusts, and the attorney said, we're going to go ahead and shut this one down. And I go, whoa. First of all, you don't shut a trust down.
Yeah.
Second, you can defund it. You can pull the assets that are out of the trust. And it's true, you could put them in the one trust, right?
Yeah.
And maybe the attorney didn't know, maybe he didn't understand, I don't know. But the guy had a serious issue with his colon. And was deemed to be terminal. His doc said, hey, you've got less than a year to make it, right?
Wow, okay.
And so we did a couple things on the financial side that needed to be considered. One, all of the appreciated assets I wanted in his name. And just in his name, not in her name.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he passed away, she would get a step up in basis on all of that, meaning she could sell all of that real estate that they had
at the current
without having to pay any taxes or recapture depreciation or any of that other stuff.
Yeah.
They also had some losses.
Mm.
And people forget about this. If you have a loss on a stock, right, or on any investment, and your spouse dies and it was owned jointly, you lost half of that loss. Right? So the losses need to go to the living. The gains need to go to the one who's going to pass away. Yeah. There is a series of checklists that we go through when something happens to somebody, or better yet, when we know something is going to happen to somebody.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that she doesn't get hit by a car. It just means the probability is we're going to lose him first.
Right.
Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. You got a question or comment, shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Don't forget you can go there, yourlifeafterwork.com/rethinkingroth, to get our thoughts on what the new code did to your Roth IRAs. We'll take a break and be right back. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets five-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. Well, fellas, it is that time of year.
What time is that?
It's the time that Hallmark created years and years ago.
Oh, no, no.
And it's called Valentine's Day.
This is when so many men get themselves in trouble.
It is, but I will tell you, I have one of my my offices out west, out in Bozeman, Montana. I've done this for so long that people have always treated me like the long-lost little brother, the kid they never had. So I learned things in the industry that I had no business learning. But now I've gotten to that age where most of my friends are 65, 67, 70, and they're getting out of the industry, and they're saying, Joe, will you please take care of our families? And, you know, so that's happening. So I've got offices in California, Bozeman, Montana. And anyhow, one of them, and I'm not a huge divorce fan. You have to understand that. But one of them is a certified divorce specialist. So she goes to court in mediation and tells the court why the spouse is fibbing on the assets that they have or how they're not properly counting for it. And, you know, she always tells me when the world's getting more busy, and it's because nobody files for divorce between the end of November and the Valentine's Day.
Really?
Because they want Christmas presents and they want Valentine's Day presents.
Oh my, isn't that really a thing?
She said if you statistically looked at the number of divorces that are filed, there is this huge black period and then it upticks after Valentine's Day again. So either guys are making a mistake and not getting the right president and thus being divorced, or somebody's holding out. I don't know. I'm not.
Disgusting.
Barb and I have been married for 30 years. Don't know anything about divorce. No idea. That's just what she told me. Anyhow, Valentine's Day is here. So make sure you take care of that and pay attention to what you need to. We're still going through this 1,097-page tax update.
Are we the largest
change in there. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you find gems all of the time.
Okay.
And I think I mentioned this one a couple weeks ago, but I want to give it to you again because I got a couple questions on it. A 529 plan is a national plan inside of the tax code designed for higher education, which means books, tuition, student housing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Higher education. That's a national deal, right? The national deal in the tax change actually changed and allows you now to use the 529 for K through 12th grade.
Yeah.
So if you've got somebody who's going to a private school, you know, a Christian school or whatever, you can actually take money out to be able to use it to pay for the tuition.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I'm being so careful about saying the 529 is in Indiana, and I know they got listeners all over the country, but in Indiana, we have the College Choice Program that it's called.
Yes.
And if you put money in the College Choice, you get a 20% tax credit, right?
Yes.
Which is really, really huge. You can put up to $5,000 a year.
Right.
You get $1,000 back in state taxes, presuming that you pay $1,000 in state taxes. Credits don't do you any good if you don't pay that in tax. But so far, and we believe they will, the state usually mirrors the federal, but it has not done it yet. So just be careful if you're going in and pulling out money there to be able to use it.
Yeah.
The second big one, and this is another good one for Indiana, is the alimony is now no longer deductible. So Indiana has a high divorce rate.
Really?
People move here because there is no mandatory alimony in Indiana.
Oh, that's true.
If you knew the amount of money that people paid in other states for decades, literally long periods of time, and it was deductible to me if I was the payer.
Right.
And taxable to you as the recipient.
Right.
Now it is no longer taxable to you and it is no longer deductible by me. This is huge for settlements that were done maybe 5 years ago where somebody's paying $100,000 a year for the next 20 years. You know, that's a big, big change.
It doesn't change the settlement. It changes the effect.
Changes
of the
net effect of the settlement,
right,
because
okay,
we would have argued entirely differently had we known that.
Right. Okay.
So if you're a divorcee, divorcee, whatever it is, it's one of those things to pay attention to.
Okay.
Now, here's one of my favorite things. I love free money. And folks, when you know things, right? And I've always said there's two tax codes in the United States. It's one for the rich and it's one for the poor. No, that's not what I say. That's what the media says. That's what people believe.
Not what Joe ever says.
No. Well, there's two tax codes in the United States. It's one for the informed and one for the uninformed, right? So with a lot of things, we have to kind of speculate what's going to occur. With the tax code, they told us December 20th, here's what it is. We know, right? We know. We've not seen a change this big since 1986. So here's what I know, Sherry. If you were in the 15% bracket last year, you are now in the 12% bracket.
Right.
Right. If you were in the 28, you could be as low as the 22.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, so what? Well, there's this thing called an IRA.
Right.
And a lot of people qualify for IRAs, but don't put money in IRAs because they hear me talk about Roths. Right. Yeah. And they would rather have the tax-free growth. But frankly, a lot of people just don't get around to it. They don't want to defer any more taxes.
Right.
You got to stop this time. You pay attention. If you qualify for an IRA and you are over 59 and a half, if you were in the 15% bracket, which you still are, you know, as Linda helped me point out last time, what we're taking care of on our taxes right now is for 2017. So in 2017,
right,
Sherry, you were in the 15% bracket.
Right.
Or you were in the 28 and you're now in the 22.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were in the 15% bracket.
Yes.
So here we are and we're in February of 2018. So we're over 50, so you can put in $6,500 if you qualify.
Right.
Right. Make sure you qualify. This is not for the faint of heart.
You're talking about for 2017 tax
I'm talking
purposes.
About for two. There are a few things I can do
right
after December 31st. Contributing to an IRA is one of those
of
things that I can do.
Got it.
All the way up till April 15th. Don't wait that long. We tell people April 1st.
Yep.
I can contribute for 2017. So
it.
I know my tax rate was 15%.
Right.
I take $6,500 because I'm over 50.
Yep.
I put it into an IRA and I pull it out the next day.
You pull it out the next day?
Yeah. I pull it out the next day.
Because there's no penalty because
I'm over 59 and a half.
Okay.
Right. So I got a deduction at a 15% bracket.
Okay.
And I'm going to pay taxes when I pull it out at a 12% bracket.
Really?
Now, you're looking at me going, so what? It's 3%. It's $390 for a married couple to go to the bank to pull $13,000 out of one account, stick it in another account for a day, and put it right back in, right? And you get $390. Sherry, if you're in the 28% bracket, dropping to the 22, it's $780 of free money. People, two tax codes, one for the informed, one for the uninformed, and people like Sherry are going to look at me and go, it's just not right.
No,
I didn't know that.
I'm going to say
no,
that.
No, you did know it. You did know it. Everybody had the code on December 20th.
The problem is,
again, it's that for our frontiers of ignorance.
Mm.
People don't want to think about the taxes. They look, Joe, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. What kind of sicko is going to be talking about the taxes?
Mm.
Well, me.
Yeah.
You know, I'll raise my hand, pick me. You know, this is what we do.
That might be the most valuable piece of information you've given out on radio.
That might be the quickest one.
The quickest.
Clearly
quick,
not the most valuable.
No, but I mean, like,
if you think the show's worth $780,
you have really missed
a lot.
No. I mean, you could walk out today and do that.
Absolutely.
And make money.
And you should if you qualify. Now, there's things you got to pay attention to.
Yeah.
You know, if your income's too high or if you have a 401k at work, you know, whether you put money into it or not. If you're under 59 and a half, you may have to wait a couple years to pull it out so you don't have the 10% penalty. Or you can convert it to a Roth. And if you don't have other IRA money, you know, it's a tax-free conversion to the Roth. I mean, it's just a beautiful,
amazing,
beautiful thing.
It's
from
amazing.
15 to 12, and it's a known thing. Don't miss it. Again, you can go to yourlifeafterwork.com/rethinking Roth. You can read my newspaper column on that. I've put a video with one of my CPA partners up there to try to be able to explain it. Yeah, I'm not trying to hide stuff. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? If you want to do it on your own, God bless.
Yeah, sure.
If you want a fiduciary, that's our business.
Mm.
And I'm going to try to help you the best I can to make sure you make efficient financial decisions. You're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark. Give us a call, 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
There's no question you need omega-3. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.com. Autofinancing.11. IgnoreMyScore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11. IgnoreMyScore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. I always like it when Sherry starts off by saying, you're not going to like this. This is the Sherry time,
this
right?
This is my segment.
So she's allowed to talk to me about anything she wants to talk about. Her job, she really is your advocate on the other end of the radio. She's supposed to find things that she thinks that you want to know about that I don't put into the show.
Right.
Because I like to talk about what I like to talk about.
Or things we talk about but I think may go right over, they may go over my head, so they may go over other people's head
That's
as well.
Fair.
So, okay, so today is one of those times.
All right.
Old school. You talked about in my past, econ and all that stuff, what I studied. When we studied stocks, we studied mutual funds.
Yeah.
And we talk about mutual funds all the time on this show, not in necessarily good.
Never in a good light.
Never in a good light.
If you have more than $50,000, you have no business owning a mutual fund.
Right.
Unless you're absolutely forced to own it, in a 401k.
Right. So you have made a believer out of me of exchange traded funds.
Yep.
And I want us to do kind of a little exchange ETF 101 today.
Okay.
Just started beginning with that and explain that, because I ran across an article, and as I started to read the article, I literally could not follow what they were saying, and I want to bring it up. It's called Why Leveraged mm-hmm. ETFs Are Not a Long-Term Bet. And we'll get back to that, but first we got to unpack it and say what those two things are.
So back in 1924, when mutual funds were created, there were three different things that were created. They're all by definition unit investment trusts.
Okay.
The unit investment trust was a bucket of stocks.
Mm-hmm.
You knew what was in it, but you were buying that bucket in one trade.
Right.
There were open-ended mutual funds, which were very rarely used. That's what's inside of your 401ks, where you put money in, a manager manages the money. When you want your money out, the manager's responsible to give you a check. So they have to deal with liquidity and other issues. The third one was a closed-end mutual fund. It's the only kind that I've ever bought. And still then, on very rare occasions, it's where you know when you put your money in and you've got a manager, but when you want your money out, you have to find somebody else who's willing to buy it.
Yes, right.
And so in market volatility, those can get very distorted in pricing, and we take advantage of that.
Okay.
An exchange-traded fund, the first one actually came out of Canada.
Okay.
But the most volume that's traded every day on the New York Stock Exchange are the what's called SPY. SPY is an exchange-traded fund, and that is the S&P 500. So if you bought one share of SPY, you owned a basket of essentially those 497 companies that are in the S&P 500 today.
So it is like an index.
It usually is an index. There are actively traded ones as well. But there is usually an index that it's tracking.
But don't mutual funds do the same thing?
No. No. Index mutual funds do, but there's still no reason to be in the confines of a mutual
right.
fund.
Okay. No, I'm not saying. I'm just trying to get the difference. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
An index mutual fund, it would be the same as an ETF. They just are, the tax treatment is entirely different.
Okay.
There's just no reason to ever be there.
Okay.
But that's an ETF. It's a basket of stocks.
Right.
Most of them are index based, where you know exactly what it is you own.
Right.
It trades in a ticker symbol. If you ever watch the ticker tape go by, SPY is the S&P 500, QQQ is the NASDAQ 100, and the DIA, or the diamonds as we call them, that's the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
And I, Sherry Kantos, can buy, as an individual, that.
Yep. Just, you can open up an account at TD Ameritrade as a retail investor.
Okay.
And you're not buying a unit trust now. You're buying an ETF.
ETF, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So leveraged ETF.
So leveraged, whenever you hear the word leveraged, it means somebody has borrowed money to place a bet on money that they don't currently have.
Somebody right? so when you borrowed money.
So when you get a mortgage,
okay,
right, you're levered. You have leverage.
Yeah. I've leveraged.
You've used the bank's money. You've used other depositors' money
to buy
a house today.
Okay.
And you're going to agree to make a payment in the future.
Okay. All right. Got it.
So when you have an exchange-traded fund, and let's forget that part first. Let's just talk about leverage.
Right.
I'm essentially borrowing money, betting on a future outcome. Okay.
In this case, stocks.
And a future income. So when you talk about a leveraged ETF, and whoever wrote the article, haven't seen their math, but they are most likely right. Adam and I figured that out in the early, probably 2002, 2003 timeframe. Mm. We were literally one of the first shops in the entire country that adopted the exchange-traded fund space. I've been in the business for 30 years and have never sold a mutual fund, have no intentions of selling a mutual fund, don't own one. I made the mistake of saying if you're forced to have a 401k with mutual funds, I've got 25 people on my team and we only have exchange-traded funds in our 401k.
Yeah.
You know, it's Wall Street in action, taking advantage of people and brokers who've made a lot of money who don't want to tell you we really should have been at ETFs.
Mm.
You know, I'm sorry, we've made a mistake.
Wow.
So the leverage. And they're right because of the way they work. But you can buy the NASDAQ 100, for instance.
Okay.
And you can buy it in a particular ETF where you're going to get three times the result, either positive or negative.
Oh.
It's triple leveraged. And they're doing it with futures contracts. You know, they control all of the math. But if you think the S&P 500 is really going to go to town, you can buy it. The problem is, as we sit down and do the and analyze it, they're not designed to be owned even a week.
Right, they're not designed for years
and years. No.
Right.
You will lose your fanny.
If they're leveraged. I mean,
correct.
ETFs are.
ETFs are fine. But if you're going in and buying that two or three times leverage, fortunately, because there are some people who really don't know what they're doing, even though they have securities licenses, fortunately, some of the broker-dealers will not even allow people to use levered ETFs inside of their accounts.
Okay.
They'll just say, no, we're not going to go there because the risk is really that great.
Okay. Well, so they pointed out, like, as you said, it's only good in short term.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really investing in your future and a plan for investment, that doesn't really make sense anyway.
No, it's designed purely for traders and people who only get half the story.
Right.
I mean, if you're really bullish on the market and you don't know any better, I watched a CFP on CNBC one day say that you didn't need to sell your stocks in your portfolio. You could just simply buy an inverse ETF that was levered.
Oh,
right. So if you had what he said is if you had $100,000 in stock, you could put $30,000 in a three times levered downside ETF, and without having to sell your portfolio, and you were covered.
Oh.
And mathematically, that makes sense for a few days. It does not make sense for 6 months when you're worried about what a market is trying to do. It is not.
Right.
It is really a lack of understanding of how the financial markets work.
Okay. Well, I don't want to beat a dead horse. They just really said investor inexperience is the real downfall of this particular product. And it's a product, right?
It is a product. It is. And
remember, you have to guess. It's like day trading.
There are some people who use commissions. There are some people who don't. We manage money for a fee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't use them. I don't think they make sense in people's portfolios the way that we manage money. But they are out there, and you need to know.
Is it like
and
a put option on a mutual fund?
Don't even go there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, don't even go there. The key thing is to understand math,
okay.
And that's it. It almost always costs twice as much to lose as it does to make.
Okay.
So I always ask people if you had $100 and you made 50% 1 year and you lost 50% the next year, how much do you have? And almost everybody will say, well, $100. The answer is you have 75. It costs more to lose than it does to make.
Right.
And so we have a whole chart of, you know, when people start, why aren't we 100% in equities when the market is going up? Because you can't afford what we're experiencing right now. I mean, it just doesn't work.
Right.
So if you got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Don't forget our Rethinking Roth, yourlifeafterwork.com/Rethinking the Roth. We talk about the changes from last year and what they mean for you. Have a great week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.